From Spark and Anvil and Voicetale, this is Lean in Chapter 1 of the Voicetale cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Bramble met Lean at the hedgerow's autumn fire, the small evening fire the hedgerow creatures kept burning at the year's end for telling stories. Bramble, a thornbush mascot who carries his AI listening coach role with him through various hedgerow seasons, had been sitting at the fire listening to a young creature attempt a told tale. The young creature had been technically competent. Words were clear, sentences were complete. The tale had had a beginning, a middle, and an end. But the opening had been weak. The opening had been, this is a story about a fox who lived in the woods, and one day she decided to go look for berries. The listeners around the fire had not leaned forward. They had listened politely. They had not been captured. Bramble had been thinking, not for the first time, about how to teach hookcraft to children. He had been thinking that adults can describe what a strong hook does, but kids need to see it embodied.
A small badger tween had been sitting near him. The badger had been wearing a soft, striped coat. Bramble had not seen her arrive. She had said, very quietly, "I felt my body stay neutral. The hook did not pull me forward." Bramble had turned. He had said, "Excuse me?" The badger had said, "My name is Lean. My upper body tips forward when a hook works. If the hook is weak, I rock back to neutral. I felt my body stay neutral on that tail's opening. The hook did not pull me forward." Bramble had been fascinated. He had said, "Your body is a hook meter." Lean had said, "Yes, I do not control it. My body responds. When a story opener is good, I tip forward at second five. When it is weak, I stay upright. The forward tip is involuntary. The body knows what the mind has not yet articulated." Bramble had said, "Demonstrate." Lean had sat upright. Bramble had spoken three different opening lines. One, this is a story about a fox who lived in the woods, and one day she decided to go look for berries. Lean's body had stayed upright. She had said, "Neutral, no pull." Two, the fox had been waiting at the bramble edge for 2 hours when she finally saw what she had come for. Lean's body had tipped forward slightly. She had said, "Forward, mild pull."
There were three foxes that morning at the bramble edge, and only one of them was going to leave alive. Lean's body had tipped sharply forward. She had said, "Sharp forward, strong hook." Bramble had been stunned. The badger's body had immediately registered the hook strength. Specificity, the bramble edge, had pulled her forward. Stakes, only one would leave alive, had pulled her sharply forward. Generic vague openers had left her neutral. Bramble had said, "Would you come to my listening circle? I think you could help children see what their hooks are doing in real time." Lean had said, "I will come. My body will respond to whatever they tell." She has been in the listening circle ever since. In Bramble's introductory lesson on hookcraft, he gestures at Lean, who is, as always, sitting upright at the circle, and says, "This is Lean. Her body tips forward when a hook works. Tell her your story's opening. If she tips forward by second five, their hook is working. If she stays neutral, the hook needs work. The body knows."
The students take turns telling their opening lines. Lean responds, "Her body tips, or it doesn't." The students see their own hook craft register in her posture. The feedback is immediate and physical. Bramble then teaches the three hook strength signals he has observed from Lean's responses. One, specificity, concrete place, concrete time, concrete sensory detail. Two, stakes, something at risk, something to lose, something to gain. Three, movement, action happening, not just description. A hook with all three pulls Lean sharply forward. A hook with two pulls her forward. A hook with one or none leaves her neutral. When students ask Bramble whether hookcraft is hard, Bramble says, quoting Lean, "It is not hard. It is making the listener lean. Open with something specific, something at stake, and something happening.
the body will respond. Lean will tip forward. The hook is working. Bramble adds, as he always does, and we attribute the deep tradition of oral hookcraft to many cultures. West African griot tradition, Irish sanshai, Japanese rakugo, indigenous American oral histories, modern slam poetry. Each tradition has refined hookcraft over generations. We learn with attribution. But it is the moment Lean tips forward that the students remember. There is a particular feeling when your opening line pulls a listener toward you, a warm lift under the ribs, a quiet, glad thrill of having reached someone. Lean feels the pull in her own body, leans into it, and something in both teller and listener settles, held, unhurried, and content.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Lean. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.